哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，带领我们一个星期能够平安的度过。
Thanks for the grace of God that we passed through the past week peacefully.
能够在这个星期五的晚上，我们继续来到神的殿中，在这里聚会敬拜我们天上的父。
That on this Friday evening we can come here to worship our Heavenly Father.
在今天晚上我们要继续从路加福音当中来做学习。
Tonight we will continue to learn from the Gospel of Luke.
我们请翻到路加福音的第五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章的27节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 27.
路加福音的五章二十七节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 27.
这事以后，耶稣出去，看见一个税吏，名叫利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你起来，你跟从我来。”28节。
28。
他就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。29节。
29。
利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆筵席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。30节。
30。
撒利赛人和文士就问耶稣的门徒，就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说：“你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？”31节。
31。
耶稣对他们说：“无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”32节。
32。
我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。我们在上一次的星期五聚会当中
，During the last Friday service，
我们从路加福音一样在第五章里面看到一个瘫子得到医治。
In the same chapter, Luke chapter 5, we saw a paralytic that was healed.
在这件事情以后圣经继续记载了耶稣的生平，来作为你我学习的教训。
After that event, Luke continues to record the life events of Jesus so we can learn from them.
但是当我在准备的时候
while I was preparing,
发现说其实从27节，第五章的27节以下，他好几段讲到的都跟吃喝有关系。
I realized that after this section, there are several sections talking about eating and drinking.
从27节到第32节。
From 27 to 32,
讲到到了一个税吏的家中吃喝。
It mentions that he went to the house of a tax collector and ate and drink.
这些法利赛人就不高兴了。
The Pharisees were not happy.
从31节到35节，33节到35节。
From 33 to 35.
这里又讲到要不要禁食，为什么我们在禁食，你的门徒又吃又喝呢？
It questions about fasting, why they were fasting, but his disciples were eating and drinking.
从36节到第39节。
From 36 to 39.
这里主耶稣讲了一个比喻，这个酒，新酒要放在新皮袋里。
Jesus told a parable where the new wine has to be placed in new wineskin.
一直到第六章的第一节到第五节。
In chapter 6, verse 1 to 5,
讲到门徒经过麦田，用手搓着麦穗吃。
That they passed through the grain field and they rubbed some grains and ate.
所以我们看从第五章的27一直到第六章的第五节。
So we see from chapter 5, verse 27 until chapter 6, verse 5.
在这四段当中的记载通通都跟吃喝有关系。
These four sections all have to do with eating and drinking.
我们常觉得说吃喝是人的本能，是每天生活上所经历的过程。
We think of eating and drinking as a basic necessity that we go through every day.
每一个人每一天都需要有吃有喝。
Everyone in every day of their life need to eat and drink.
来维持自己的生活，提供身体的需要。
In order just to sustain their lives.
但是我们很多时候不太花时间去思考吃喝。
But we don't spend a lot of time thinking about eating and drinking.
觉得这个就是每天都在做的事情，只是身体的需要跟本能。
We think that it's something we do every day, it's our necessity.
但是在这里圣经却用吃喝在这里讲述了许多主耶稣要教导我们的 的道理。
But here the Bible records about eating and drinking so that we can learn from the teachings of Christ.
他告诉我们说，圣经的道理、耶稣的教训，其实就是我们的日常生活。
That these biblical truths and the teachings from Christ are for our daily lives.
不是什么深奥难解的道理。
It's not something profound and difficult to understand.
也不是什么玄奥奇妙的一种不明白的学说。
It's not a mystery that we will not understand.
什么是信仰？
What is faith?
信仰就是我们每天的生活。
Faith is our daily life.
主耶稣的教导是什么？
What are the teachings of Christ?
就是在每天的生活当中活出他给我们留下的榜样。
It's to live out his examples in our lives.
所以每天简单的吃喝度日。
So every day we eat and drink.
就是在吃喝当中学习主耶稣教导的内容。
In our eat and drink, we learn from the teachings of Christ.
所以我们晚上就来看一看，从这四段的吃喝当中，我们可以学习什么。
So tonight we would like to examine these four sections, passages, and what we can learn.
我们看回来，路加福音的第五章。
Let's come back to chapter 5 of Luke.
第五章的第三十节
Verse 30,
法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢在这里主耶稣招了一个利未来跟从他
Here, Jesus Christ asked a Levi to follow him.
啊，这个税吏的名字叫利未哦。
Sorry, the tax collector, his name is Levi.
啊，这个利未就跟随耶稣，并且为耶稣举办了一个宴席。
So Levi followed Jesus Christ and had a great feast for him.
啊，这个时候啊，有人就不高兴，有人就看不下去了。
At this point, someone was unhappy.
啊，这里说法利赛人跟文士就出来责备耶稣的门徒。
The scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples.
啊，因为他们可能不敢直接去责备耶稣。
Perhaps they were afraid to confront Jesus Christ.
因为这个是耶稣工作的初期，他们跟耶稣的关系还不是非常的恶劣。
This was toward the beginning of Jesus' preaching, so their relationship weren't at a bad point yet.
而且在这个时候，耶稣是受人所尊重的先知，他们也不想去得罪百姓。
And at this point, Jesus Christ was a respected prophet, so they didn't want to go against him.
哦，所以他们心里不高兴。
So in their heart, they were not happy.
啊，又不想直接跟耶稣起冲突。
But they didn't want to confront Jesus Christ.
啊，所以就跑去跟耶稣的门徒来抱怨。
So they went to complain against the disciples.
啊，他们的抱怨内容是什么呢？
So what were they complaining about?
他们说，你们怎么可以跟这些罪人一起吃饭啊？
How can you eat and drink with the sinners?
啊，在他们的眼中，税吏是罪人。
In their eyes, the tax collectors were sinners.
因为税吏向人收钱。
Because the tax collector collects money.
而且在那个时代的税吏常常会收超过他们应当收的钱。
And in that time, oftentimes the tax collector will overcollect money.
啊，然后就把多出来的放到自己的口袋里面。
And they will pocket the difference.
哦，所以在那个时候，税吏是被人所厌恶的。
So the tax collectors were looked down upon by men.
虽然他们都非常富有，
even though they were very rich,
但是他们的朋友很少，而且被大家所排斥。
But they have very few friends, and everyone's against them.
哦，同时在这里啊，这里讲说法利赛说我们不跟这种人一起吃饭的。
And the Pharisees would never eat with such person.
法利赛人在这里特别告诉耶稣的门徒说，你们怎么可以跟罪人跟这些恶人一起吃饭呢？
The Pharisees told disciples, "How can you eat with these sinners?"
为什么法利赛人要特别讲这些话？
Why would the Pharisees say these?
这是以色列人的传统。
This is the tradition of the Israelites.
也是他们自抬身价的方法。
And it's a way to elevate themselves.
哦，你们太低了，太罪恶了，所以我不跟你们吃饭。
You're too lowly, you're too sinful, so I will not eat with you.
啊，来表示说我的圣洁，我的超然，我的高人一等。
And they do this to exalt themselves to feel more holy than
others. 在那个时候，有许多的法利赛人跟文士非常喜欢凸显自己比别人更加的属灵。
So there are many the scribes and Pharisees who want to show themselves as more holy than others.
甚至他们在旅行的时候，他们在行路的时候，经过像撒玛利亚城，他们也不进去，宁愿绕远路绕一大圈啊。
Even in their travel, if they need to pass through the city of Samaria, they would go around it instead of going through it.
因为对传统的虔诚的犹太人，他们觉得说撒玛利亚是个罪恶的地方。
Because to the devout Jews, Samaria is a sinful place.
他们的血缘已经混杂了，他们已经与外邦通婚。
Their bloodline has been, they've married with the Gentiles.
所以他们觉得说这些都是坏人，这个地方不好，所以我连走接近那个城市我都不要。
So they think that there are all bad people in there, and they would not even go close to Samaria.
借用这种方法来表示说，我比你属灵，我比你超人，你看看我有多么的圣洁啊。
And they use this to say, I'm holier than you.
但是在这里，主耶稣却回答这些法利赛人。
But here, Jesus Christ answered these Pharisees.
他说，没有病的人不需要医生。
Those who are well have no need of a physician.
有病的人来到耶稣面前就会得着医治。
But those who are sick, if they come before, they would get healed.
主耶稣说，我不是来招义人悔改。
Jesus Christ said that I'm not here to call the righteous.
而是要招罪人来认识神。
But the sinners, so that they know God.
所以从这一段里面给我们学到的第一个教训。
So the first lesson we can learn.
就是当一个人以为自己是义人，觉得自己没有需要。
When someone thinks of themselves as righteous without any need,
那他就跟耶稣以及耶稣的福分与救恩没有关系。
Then they have no part with Christ with salvation.
主耶稣不是在这里讲说法利赛人是义人哦。
Here Jesus did not say that the Pharisees were righteous.
而是当你自以为义，你就不需要耶稣了。
But when you think of yourself as righteous, then you have no need of Christ.
好像一个人觉得说我非常健康，所以我从来不去看医生。
It's the same as if someone thinks that they are healthy and they don't need a doctor.
你觉得你很健康。
You feel that you're healthy.
其实不代表你真的很健康。
But that doesn't mean that you're truly healthy.
可是当你觉得你没有需要。
But when you feel that you don't have the need.
你自然不会要去寻找医生。并且要找到治疗自己的方法。
You wouldn't think to find a doctor nor a way to help yourself.
只有一个人知道说我有需要，我有问题，我有状况，我需要医生，才会来找寻医生的帮助。
Only when someone realizes that they have a need and need a doctor will they seek a doctor.
所以我们今天来到神的面前要能够先谦卑下来。
So today, when we come before God, we need to first humble ourselves.
我们来看以赛亚书的57章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书的57章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章的第十五节
，Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15。
第十五节
，15。
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人苏醒，也使痛悔人的心。苏醒，在这里啊，以赛亚先知告诉我们
，Here prophet Isaiah tells us，
他说那至高至上、永远长存的神
，The high and lofty God of eternity，
他说他虽然住在至高之处啊
，Even though he dwells in a lofty place，
但是他也与心灵谦卑的人同在。
He is with those with a contrite and humble spirit.
所以在这里告诉我们一件事情哦。
So here it tells us.
神住在人不能接近的光中。
God dwells in the light that men cannot draw near.
与你我相距非常的遥远。
It's a far distance from you and I.
唯一让你我相连的方法。
The only way to be connected to him.
就是当我们能够谦卑来到神的面前。
Is when we come before him with a humble heart.
因为他说我住在至高但也与心灵谦卑的人同住。
Because he says, I dwell in the high and holy place, but is with those, with a contrite and humble spirit.
所以你只有在两个地方找得到神。
So you can only find God in two places.
一个是至高至圣，你到不了的地方。
one, the high and holy place where we cannot reach.
你唯一的选择就是心灵谦卑，你才与神同住。
So our only choice is to have a contrite and humble spirit to dwell with God.
所以在这里，在路加福音当中，主耶稣在教训这些法利赛人。
So in Luke, Jesus Christ is teaching the Pharisees.
当你不断的自以为属灵，当你不断的瞧不起其他的人。
When you keep on thinking yourself as holy and consider others as lowly,
其实你只是与神越来越遥远而已。
All you're doing is departing from God.
所以在这里给你我做的第一个提醒。
So here, the first reminder for you and I.
信仰不是一个比较。信仰不是一个比较。
Our faith is not a comparison.
学习圣经不是要表现你比别人懂得 更多。
We learn from the Bible not to say that we know more than others.
祷告灵修更不是要被人看见，得到别人的掌声。
We do spiritual cultivation not to gain the applause of others.
而是要能够谦卑来到神面前。
But what we want to do is to be humble and come before God.
就能够在神面前得着赦免。
Then we can receive forgiveness from God.
所以在这里，法利赛人一直盯着这些罪人、税吏这些比他差的人。
So here, Pharisees keep their eyesight on the tax collectors and the sinners.
却不知道说到最后，税人跟税吏反而得了神的恩典。
And what they don't realize that is the tax collector and the sinners are receiving grace from God.
所以我们有觉得自己有需要吗？
Do we consider ourselves to be in need?
当你觉得你真的有需要，
When you think you have a need,
你就打开了看见门的道路，看见神的道路。
Then you have opened the way to see God.
我们看回来，路加福音的第五章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音的第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
33节。
Verse 33.
他们说，约翰的门徒禁食祈祷，法利赛人的门徒也是这样。唯独你的门徒又吃又喝34节
34.
耶稣对他们说新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候岂能叫陪伴之人进食呢35
35.
但日子要到新郎要离开他们那日他们就要进食了在这里提到了到底要不要进食
Here it mentions the question of whether to fast or not
再一次的我们看到法利赛人又来找耶稣的麻烦
And here we see the Pharisees trying to find trouble with Christ again.
又喜欢来比较，看看谁比较厉害，看看谁比较好。
And once again, they want to compare to see who's better.
他说啊，约翰的门徒禁食哎。
The disciples of John fast.
我们法利赛人，我们也禁食哎。
The Pharisees fast.
你的门徒不行啊，你的门徒又吃又喝啊。
Your disciples, on the other hand, eat and drink.
所以我们看到说，他们的禁食只是为了要表现，来跟别人做比较。
And we see that they fast just to compare with others.
所以别人会说哇你禁食你好虔诚你好棒哦。
So that others can say, wow, you fast, you're devout and you're good.
他说其实这种禁食在神眼中是没有价值的。
But this kind of fasting has no value in front of God.
因为你不是对神禁食。
Because you're not fasting for God.
你是对自己禁食。
You're fasting for yourself.
你不是要在神面前刻苦己心求神垂听。
You're not trying to,
discipline
your body and ask God for help.
而是你要禁食，让自己看起来比别人更虔诚。
But you fast so that you look holier than others.
有在有一次带学生联谊会的时候。
One time during a student spiritual convocation.
有一个学生很有趣啊。
One of the students was quite amusing.
常常禁食。
Often they fast.
这个学生呢，就一个这个学生哦。
男生女生。
男生呢、
And he often fasts.
每天禁食。
Every day he fasts.
但是从不祷告。
But he never prayed.
很奇怪，他禁食都在干嘛？
So what did he do when he fasted?
他禁食的时候都在餐厅流连不去哦。
Even though he was fasting, he was in the fellowship hall.
他在做什么呢？
What was he doing?
他就到每一桌的学生那里陪人家聊天。
He went to each table to chat with the other students.
你在那里聊聊天啊，人家就说你怎么不吃饭？
So while chatting, others will ask, why aren't you eating?
他就会，我在禁食中。
He would say, I'm fasting.
啊，这一桌讲完了，他就到下一桌去了。
And once he's proclaimed in this table, he went to the next table.
好，所以啊，就是确定每一桌大家都知道我在进食哦。
So he went to every table to make sure everyone knew that he was fasting.
但是天天进食都不祷告。
But every day he fasted and he never prayed.
啊，这种进食其实没有什么用处啊。
So this kind of fasting has no effect.
啊，因为这个不叫做进食祈祷，这个叫进食减肥。
This is not fasting prayer, it's called fast to diet.
哦，这个对灵性毫无帮助。
It has no help to their spirituality.
同时也是希望得到人的称赞，别人说，哇呀，你好棒，你天天祷告，你天天进食诶。
And what he wanted was the praise of others that, wow, you're fasting every day.
啊，他就非常满足，转到下一桌去了。
And then he would be satisfied and go to the next table.
哦，所以在这里我们看到法利赛人又开始比了。
So here we see the Pharisees comparing again.
对他们来讲，敬拜神、灵修、禁食都是样样可以抬高身价的方法。
For them to worship God, to fast, to pray, they are all ways to elevate their status.
也是我们今天要谨慎小心的。
And this is something we have to be aware of today.
那在这里主耶稣就回答他们了。
Here Jesus answered them.
主耶稣说，新郎还在的时候不用禁食。
While the bridegroom is still around, they don't need to fast.
啊，但是时候要到，新郎离开，他们就要禁食了。
But the time will come when the bridegroom leaves, then they will fast.
当然这一段所讲的是主耶稣预言到自己要被钉死离世升天的事情。
So what he was talking about is prophesying that he will be crucified and be taken away.
但是在这一段当中给我们的生活教导是你必须要能够分辨自己在做什么。
But what this teaches in our everyday life is that we have to discern what we are doing.
在这里主耶稣告诉他们，
Jesus told them,
禁食有禁食的时间。
There is a time to fast.
吃喝有吃喝的时间。
There's a time to eat and drink.
你要能够自己有智慧做判断，知道自己应该在做什么。
You have to have the wisdom to determine what you should be doing.
今天我们人非常喜欢盲从。
Today we love being busy.
Follow blindly, huh?
Follow blindly.
啊，就是盲就是看不到哈，就是哇，大家都怎么样，我就怎么样。
That.What everyone else is doing, I'm doing the same thing.
啊，所以很多时候啊，因为我们伯恩教会常在办学生联谊会，我们大家都很清楚啊。
We often have a spiritual convocation, a student spiritual convocation.
啊，尤其是啊小一点的班级啊，你看那个 E2 J1 的学生哦。
Especially for the younger ones like E1 and J1 students.
啊，那个祷告会啊，那个第一个钟打下去的时候。
During the prayer when the first bell rings,
你就看那个小朋友开始啊，那个眯着眼睛左看右看，看有多少人出去啊。
You can tell the younger ones will start to kind of look around and see if anyone goes out.
如果看起来出去的人满比较多啊，他就跟着起来，因为良心就平安啦。
If they see more people getting up, then they would feel better about themselves and get up and leave.
人都喜欢跟着大家来做。
Because everyone wants to follow the trend of
others. 但是其实这在信仰上是一个非常大的危机。
But in faith, this is actually a crisis.
如果你只是习惯性的，人家说什么你就说什么，人家做什么你就做什么。
If you are used to conform to what others do and say,
却缺乏了判断对错的能力跟智慧，
and you lose the ability to determine what's right or wrong,
到最后就是瞎眼的领瞎眼的，都掉到洞里去了。
At the end, it will be the blind leading the blind, and everyone will fall into hell.
我们来看马太福音的第十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十一章的第十八节
，verse 18。
十一章十八节
，Matthew chapter 11 verse 18。
约翰来了也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。十九节
，19。
人子来了也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友，但智慧之子。总以智慧为事啊！啊，在这里是有人啊，有人啊，这些法利赛人啊，在讲耶稣啊。
Here the Pharisees were talking about Christ.
啊，这个是耶稣他对他们的回答。
And this is the response from Christ.
他说啊，施洗约翰 来了禁食，你们说啊，这个人很奇怪啊。
John fasted and you called him weird.
啊，说啊，这个人啊，是不是被鬼附着啊？怎么都不吃饭啊
？That he has a demon because he doesn't drink nor eat.
啊，结果啊，耶稣来了也吃也喝。
When Jesus Christ came, he ate and drank.
你们说啊，这个人很奇怪呀、啊，又吃又喝，是不是罪人啊
？You call him weird too. That he ate and drank. Is he a sinner?
哇，你看到这一节，你不当场昏倒
？Don't you think it's weird?
啊，你要怎么办
？What can you do?
你不吃不喝禁食，人家说你被鬼附着。
When you fast, not eating nor drinking, people say you have a demon.
好，那我吃喝可以吧
？Fine, then I'll eat and drink.
你又吃又喝，人家说你贪食好酒，爱吃鬼。
But now that you eat and drink, people call you a glutton.
啊，你要怎么办
？What can you do?
你要吃喝还是不吃喝
？Do you eat and drink or do you not eat and
drink? 你怎么活下去啊？吃喝也有人讲你，不吃喝也有人讲你。
How can you live because you're blamed either way?
哦，所以主耶稣在这里就回答啦。
So the Jesus responded.
主耶稣说。智慧之子总以智慧为事啊
Wisdom is justified by her children.
这句话到底是什么意思
What does this mean?
就是说一个属灵有属灵智慧的人啊
That someone with spiritual wisdom
他能够很清楚的知道自己在什么时候应该要做什么事情
He knows very clearly what he should be doing at certain time of
吃喝有时不吃喝有时的
There's a time for not eating and drinking and there is a time for eating and drinking
我们不要以为说哎呀我拼命不吃喝我拼命禁食祷告就是对的不一定哦
It's not necessarily true that you have to fast and pray always.
啊，我们讲个例子就好哦。
Let's talk about an example.
啊，说今天中午有禁食祷告。
There, for example, there is a fasting prayer during lunch.
外面来了好几个慕道朋友。
Along came a few truth seekers.
结果负责人一个通通都没看见。
Then we don't see any of the council members.
全部通通跑去禁食祷告。
Because all of them went to fast prayer.
哎，这样子对吗
？Is that correct?
这样是不对的。
That's not right.
哦，为什么
？Why?
因为你忽略掉外面的需要。
Because you've neglected the need from the outside.
如果你今天通通没有慕道朋友
，Today if there is no truth seeker,
教会圣工停滞不前。
And the holy work is stagnant.
那这样怎么办？所有的负责人，包括信徒，都应该去禁食祷告啊。
What can you do? All the members and the council members should be fasting praying.
这个时候你还吃吃喝喝，非常开心，哎，有饭吃啊，感谢主，这就不对啦。
It would be wrong if they are happy and eating and drinking.
所以吃喝有时，不吃喝有时。
So there is a time for fasting and a time for eating and drinking.
祷告有时，关心信徒、慕道朋友也有时。
There's a time for prayer and a time to care for others.
啊，所以像以前我所在的教会。
So in the church I used to go to.
啊，所以他们都有一个规定。
They have a rule.
啊，就是在安息日中午禁食祷告，参加的负责人不可以超过一半，不可以。
That during the lunch fasting prayer, it cannot have more than half of the council member.
六个负责人至少会有三个人留在外面。
Out of the six council members, at least three of them will not be in the fasting prayer.
因为平常没有什么太多的机会跟信徒互动，或者是看到慕道朋友。
Because they don't normally have the opportunity to interact with the truth seekers and the members.
所以中午安息日中午就是一个很好的时间。
So Sabbath lunch is a great opportunity.
这就叫做吃喝有时，叫做智慧之子啊。
And this is called having wisdom.
所以啊，在这里主耶稣说啊，新郎在的时候跟新郎不在的时候，你处理事情方法是不一样的。
So here Jesus said in Luke that. With or without the bridegroom, their actions are different.
啊，但是啊，不要只是因为别人讲什么或别人做什么，你就跟着去做，跟着去讲。
But do not follow what others are doing and saying.
而是要求神赐给我们属灵的智慧，能够用智慧来做生命当中正确的判断。
But we should ask God to give us spiritual wisdom so that we can discern what to do.
不管是教会的圣工，还是我们个人的生活。
Whether it's in holy work or in our personal lives.
我们在家里跟家人的互动，或者是在公司里面的表现。
Our interactions with our family members or in our workplace.
都要求神赐给我们智慧，能够在对的时候做对的事情。
We need to ask God to give us the wisdom so that we can do the right thing at the right time.
我们看回来路加福音的第五章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 5.
第五章的第三十七节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 37.
37节。
37.
也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就坏了。三十八节。
38。
但新酒必须装在新皮袋里。三十九节。
39。
没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总说陈的好。在这里又讲到，这是跟喝有关系啦。
Here he mentions about drinking.
啊，主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
He talked about a parable.
啊，跟这个新衣服还有新酿好的酒有关系呀。
It has to do with new garment and new wine.
其实两个的观念是一样的。
And this concept is similar.
他说啊，当你有一件新衣服哈。
When you have new garment.
啊，你不会从把新衣服撕一块下来贴在那个旧的坏掉的衣服上面。
You will not patch the old clothes with the new clothes.
啊，为什么你不会这样做呢
？Why?
因为你原本有一件漂亮的新衣服。
You have a good new garment.
你把它撕掉一块，它就破了。
You try to take apart and it tears.
啊，那你拿去补那个旧衣服。
And then you patch it onto the old one.
啊，但是有问题呀。
There's a problem.
因为什么？因为新的衣服它的质料它还没有洗过，还没有缩水，还没有缩起来呀。
The new garment has not been washed and it hasn't shrunk.
所以呀，你把它装在，你把新的布贴在旧的衣服上面。
So if you put this new garment onto the old one,
看起来很好。
It looks good.
补得非常完美。
And you've patched up well.
你一洗下去就完蛋了。
But once it goes through the wash, then it's ruined.
你原本补得好好的，缝得好好的，一缩水，整件衣服就扯在一起了。
Once the patch shrinks, the entire garment is shrunk.
哦，所以在这里主耶稣讲说，没有人会把新布拿来补旧衣服的。
So no one would put a piece of from new garment onto no one.
啊，这里这个新酒跟旧皮带也是一样的意思。
It's the same with putting new wine into old wineskin.
啊，因为旧的皮带它已经固定成型了。
Because the old wineskin is set in its shape.
啊，而这个新酒它还会发酵膨胀。
But the new one will continue its fermentation and will expand.
啊，所以当你把这个新的烈酒灌到里面，它一膨胀，但是这个旧皮带它已经没有任何伸缩的空间，它就破了。
So when you put the new wine into the old wineskin, which lost its electricity, it will break.
啊，所以到最后就是皮带也坏了，酒也洒光了。
And the end result is that the wineskin is ruined and the wine is spilled.
啊，所以在这里，主耶稣到底要告诉我们什么？
So what is Jesus Christ trying to tell us?
为什么要用一个新旧难合的比喻来提醒当时的信徒呢？
Why did he use this parable of new versus old for the members?
啊，其实啊，到最后就是在讲这些法利赛人啊。
He's talking about these Pharisees.
啊，就是啊，他们的内外差距太大。
Is that their outer appearance and their inward man are
too different. 外面看起来很虔诚，里面却装满了旧东西呀。
Outside they seem very reverent and devout, but inside it's old stuff.
哦，所以啊，两边合不起来，所以就失去了它的价值。
And since the inside and the outward are not matching, it loses its value.
哦，所以我们今天都是得了新生命的人。
So today we all receive new life.
因为认识基督，所以有新的生命。
Because we know Christ, we receive new life.
因为认识道理，所以有新的目标。
Because we know the truth, we have a new goal.
啊，但是当你有这个新布，这个新人，这个新酒。
So when you have this new garment, this new self, this new wine.
啊，但是你把它灌回到旧有的生活，旧有的习惯当中。
But then you put it back to your old life with your old habits.
到最后就是一无所有，失去一切。
At the end, you would lose everything.
哦，所以我们必须要从内到外都有真实的更新。
So we need to have a renewal from inside out.
不是只有外面的行为好像很属灵，或外面的表现好像很爱神。
We can't just have an outward appearance that seems to be holy, that loves God.
因为信仰必须要从内心开始的。
Because our faith starts from our heart.
我们来看一下马可福音的第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章
Mark chapter 4
第三节
Verse 3
第三节
Verse 3
你们听，有一个撒种的出去撒种。第四
Four.
撒的时候有落在路旁的飞鸟来吃尽了。第五节
Five.
有落到土浅石头地上的，土气不深，发苗最快。第六节
Six.
日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。在这里主耶稣讲了一个撒种的比喻。
Here Jesus mentioned the parable of the sower.
啊，第二种说撒在石头地上。
The second kind fell onto stony ground.
说土不深，所以发芽很快。
It didn't have the depth, but so it sprung up quickly.
啊，但是没有根，所以日头一照，它就死掉了。
But because there's no root, it's not rooted. When the sun comes up, it's
其实这一段讲的就是新酒跟旧皮带的问题呀。
What it's talking about is the new wine, the old wineskin.
啊，因为没有扎根。
Because it's not rooted.
虽然有土，好像已经发芽了。
Because there are some soil and it seems that it's sprouted.
啊，但是你没有扎根。
But because there's no root.
所以一遇到问题、困难、患难，一照它就死掉了。
When problems and tribulation comes, it dies.
啊，这个皮带就破了。
The wineskin breaks.
啊，这个新酒就洒遍地上。
And the new wine is spilled.
那所以在这里告诉我们什么？
So what is this teaching us?
它告诉我们说，今天一个真实的基督徒。
Today, a true Christian.
不是只有追求像法利赛人在行为表现上面的义。
Doesn't just pursue like the Pharisees on having righteousness acts.
啊，但是请不要小看法利赛人啊。
Don't look down on the Pharisees though.
因为主耶稣讲说，你们的义如果没有胜过文士法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Because Jesus Christ did say that if your righteousness does not surpass that of the Pharisees, you cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
文士法利赛人的义是什么？
What is the righteousness of the Pharisees?
他们是行为表现上的义啊。
They have the righteous acts.
哦，主耶稣讲说，如果你连这些都做不到，
if you can't even do that,
你连行为上的义都没有，
you don't even have the righteous acts.
为什么你觉得你会进天国呢？
Why would you think that you can enter the heavenly kingdom?
所以主耶稣说，你要胜过文士法利赛人的义。
So Jesus said that you have to surpass their righteousness.
不只要有外表的义行，
not only do you have the outward righteous acts,
更要有在内的义心。
You have to have the righteous heart inwardly.
因为有义心产生的义行才能够得到神喜悦。
Only when you have a righteous spirit that produces righteous acts can you please God.
因为你所做的是真心而做。
Because what you do comes from your heart.
啊，所以我们一生的果效都是从心发出来的。
The fruit of our lives all come from our heart.
要有新皮带来装新酒。
So we need a new wineskin to contain new wine.
说两样就得到了保存。
Then both will be preserved.
啊，最后我们看回来路加福音的第五章，第六章。
Lastly, let's turn back to Luke chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
有一个安息日，耶稣从麦地经过，他的门徒掐了麦穗，用手搓着吃。第二节，有几个法利赛人说，你们为什么做安息日不可做的事呢？我们直接看第五节。
Jump to five.
耶稣对他们说，人子是安息日的主啊。而在这里啊，又是跟吃东西有关系啊。
Here it talks about eating again.
安息日他们走在路上，
On Sabbath, they were walking.
经过麦田。
They passed through a grain field.
门徒饿了。
The disciples were hungry.
啊，但是没有东西吃啊。
But there's nothing to eat.
所以他们就用手去抓麦穗，然后搓一搓，掐一掐来吃啊。
So they plucked the heads of the grain and ate them.
啊，重点不在好不好吃啊，应该不好吃啊。
It's probably not tasty.
啊，请不要来跟我说传道门徒为什么偷东西啊。
And don't come and ask me why did they steal.
啊，重点也不是偷东西啊。
That's not the main point.
啊，其实啊，在那个摩西律法里面啊，他们本来那个收在收成的时候，田的四角不可以割，就是要留给有需要的人，本来就可以的。
According to Mosaic law, when they harvest, they would leave the outside for the poor to eat, so it's allowed.
啊，这是给穷苦人的帮助。
And this, the reason for that is to help the poor.
哦，所以你那个割麦子啊，说不可以割干净哦，不可以割得很干净。
So for the harvesters, they cannot harvest everything.
啊，然后啊，你如果那个把它捆成一捆啊，啊，结果掉到地上，你不可以弯腰去捡，不可以去捡哦。
And even after they harvest, if when they are bunching them up, if anything falls to the ground, they cannot pick it up.
你扛起来带着走，掉到地上的全部是留给需要的人。
When you carry it and something falls, they're not allowed to pick it up.
所以我们看圣经不要直接就开始看啊，这个门徒偷东西的，这个主耶稣应该要责罚他们了，没有哦。
So when we read this, we shouldn't start accusing them of stealing.
啊，但是在这里啊，法利赛人又跳出来了。
But here the Pharisees came and again.
他说：“你们为什么在安息日做不该做的事情
？”Why are you doing something unlawful on the Sabbath?
安息日不可以掐麦穗吗？
On Sabbath, are they not allowed to rub the grains?
谁说的
？According to whom?
是摩西律法有吗
？Is it recorded in the Mosaic laws?
摩西律法没有。
No.
这里是哪里？这是哪里来的
？Where did this come from?
这是法利赛人自己研发出来的，命上加命，律上加律，这里一点，那里一点的，很繁琐的律法。
These are the laws that the Pharisees came up with.
哦，这个都不是摩西律法里面有的，都是他们自己发明的。
These are not part of the Mosaic laws.
啊，所以不可以起火，也不可以把火熄灭啊，也不可以开电灯，也不可以按电梯，通通不可以啊，都是犯律法。
For the Pharisees came up with all these laws that they cannot start a fire, put off a fire.
他们有很复杂
的 elevators.
啊，犹太人有什么39条安息日的规矩啊
？For Jews, there are about 39 rules that they are not supposed to do on the Sabbath.
啊，但其实啊，这个很多都这个其中所包括的都是人意的选择啊。
And a lot of them are according to men.
啊，但是啊，主耶稣责备他们啊。
But Jesus scolded them.
我们看那个路加福音的14章啊。
Let's look at Luke chapter 14.
路加福音的第14章。
Luke chapter 14.
我们看路加福音14章的第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节
Verse 3.
耶稣对律法师和法利赛人说安息日治病可以不可以他们却不言语耶稣就治好那人第五节
4 and 5.
对他们说你们中间谁有驴或者有牛在安息日掉在井中不拉他上来的呢他们就不能回答这话这样的记载在圣经当中好几个地方
And verse 6 And this is recorded in many places in the Bible
就像在13章路加福音13章15节也是
13 verse 15 also says
他说主说假冒为善的人啊这个就骂得很不客气咯假冒为善的人啊你们在安息日难道不牵槽上的牛驴带他们去喝水吗所以啊，主耶稣说：“你们这些是假冒为善的人呐、啊。”
Jesus Christ called them hypocrites.
啊，责备这些法利赛人。
He scolded the Pharisees.
他说：“哎呀，治病不可以，帮助人不可以。”
It's not lawful to heal to help others.
这个是做工，这个不应该。
This is called working, and you don't allow it.
啊，但是啊，牛要喝水，驴要喝水，可以，可以，可以。
But when your donkey needs to drink, then you said it's okay.
人要病死了，不可以医他。牛掉到井里，你要把它救上来啊。
When a man is sick and about to die, you say I cannot heal them. But when a donkey falls, you catch it.
所以主耶稣就讲说，到底哪个才是重要的
？So Jesus Christ is questioning what is more important.
法利赛人的想法里面呢、啊，人不重要啊。
In for Pharisees, a man is not worth.
所以他们把很多的重担加在人的身上。
So they place great heavy burdens on men.
但是当跟财产有关系呀、啊，跟钱有关系呀、啊。
But when it has to do with properties and money,
啊就没有关系啦。
Then all is okay.
人不可以医治他，人不可以救他哦。
You cannot heal a man.
啊，但是牛羊驴啊，你要救他哦。
But you have to save the donkey and the ox.
哦，人不可以吃东西哦，牛羊驴可以吃东西哦。
Men cannot eat, but the oxen can.
所以主耶稣说，到底哪个比较重要
？So Jesus Christ is questioning what is more important.
所以主耶稣责备说，你们是假冒为善。
And they scolded them that they are hypocrites.
说假装非常虔诚，对其他的人。非常的严厉。
You pretend to be holy and are very strict against others.
啊，但是对自己有好处的事情又放得很松，又通通都没有问题。
But when it's beneficial for yourself, then you're okay with everything.
啊，所以在这里啊，当门徒在搓麦穗啊，要那肚子饿嘛，需要吃。
So when the disciples were hungry and they were rubbing the grains,
啊，结果法利赛人就来责备他们啊。
The Pharisees came and scolded them.
啊，主耶稣就教导我们今天正确的精神。
And Jesus Christ taught what we should have today.
就是信仰是以人为本的。
That faith is for men.
道理是要使人得救。
The truth is to save us.
而不是要让人活在重担之下。
And it's not to cause us to live with heavy burden.
真理是要使人得自由。
The truth is to set us free.
而不是借着道理来分出高下，分出阶层。
And it's not to compare and to have people higher and lower.
圣经的教训是要放在我们心中，给自己做警惕。
The teachings from the Bible is to be placed into our own hearts to
而不是拿来当作攻击别人、贬低别人的武器。
And it's not a weapon to attack or belittle others.
所以认识道理是要珍惜人的灵魂。
So we learn the truth to place importance on the souls of men.
而不是到最后只剩下道理，但是心中却缺乏了最基本的人性。
And at the end, we should not just have the truth and lose the humanity.
如果你没有人性啊，
if you lose the humanity,
就是你不爱人啊，
that means you don't love men.
对人没有感觉，
you have no feeling to others.
对苦难的人，对软弱的人，对这些人，你没有感觉。
For those in tribulation, for those who are weak, you have no feelings.
他说你道理总懂得再多也是枉然啊。
Doesn't matter how much truth you know, it's worthless.
哦，所以你看，在以赛亚书里面讲到四活物啊。
In Isaiah, it talks about the four living creatures.
他说，这是离神最近、侍奉神的完美信徒榜样。
Those are the examples of the most perfect members that are closest to God.
但是圣经里面特别讲说，他们有人的形象。
But the Bible says that they have the image of men.
哦，这个很重要啊！到最后他们是人的形象哦。
This is very important that they have the image of men.
哦，所以啊，我们今天也要记住。
So today we need to remember.
信仰不是追求一种个人知识上的超然。
Our faith is not a pursuit to have more spiritual knowledge.
更不是走在云端上冷漠看待世界。
And it's not to be walking on cloud and be cold against the world.
而是弯下腰来俯伏卑微的人。
But it's to bend down and help those who are struggling.
如同主耶稣一样，伸出手来拉他起来。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ to extend a helping hand.
啊，这个瘸腿的就得到医治，这个瘫痪的就得到力量了。
That those who are paralyzed or lame would have a strength.
啊，所以千万不要信耶稣，信到最后走到云端。
So when we believe in Christ, we should not be on the clouds.
好像最后就跟这个世界脱离了。
And be far away from the world.
因为约翰一书告诉我们
Because First John tells us.
约翰说你若不能爱看得见的人你说你爱神你是说谎话的。
John says that if you cannot love those who you can see, then it's impossible for you to love God.
所以又回到我们一开始的第一点啊。
So we return to the first lesson.
什么是信仰
What is faith?
什么是道理
What is the truth?
什么是灵修
What is our spiritual cultivation?
就是我们日常生活的吃吃喝喝。
It's our daily life of eating and drinking.
就是在每天的生活里面，跟人的互动当中，活出真实耶稣基督的形象来。
It's in our daily lives, in our interactions with others, to live out the image of Christ.
在吃喝当中见到神。
That in our eating and drinking, we can see God.
在吃喝当中得到救恩的把握。
In eating and drinking, we receive the affirmation of having salvation.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起来唱诗143首。
Let's sing hymn
最后一节
Last verse.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.